it's mandatory evacuation.
Oh, you can see the hurricane in the distance.
You said they're gonna turn off the water?
Yeah. Imagine what's gonna be here in 12 hours if it's already flooded like that.
It's gonna get worse over the next 12 hours.
Wow. They're gonna be locking this bridge soon and not letting anybody in because it's mandatory evacuation for Siesta Key Island today. The water is already higher. The sky looks gnarly. Look at that.
Oh, you can see that hurricane in the distance.
That looks bad.
So it hasn't even been 11 months since last hurricane, Hurricane Ian. And we actually made a video about it when it happened. It was supposed to come towards Sarasota and Tampa area. It did some damage, quite extensive damage, like here in the house of Charlie. You can watch this video on YouTube. But in the end, it actually went south towards Fort Myers and brought devastating destruction. A lot of people have died, and it was a very bad hurricane. But this time the model says that the hurricane is going to go north, so it's going to go towards the peninsula, more north of Tampa. But just like last year, it could come down and change course. I mean, it's unlikely, but it could happen, like it happened last year. So people are more serious this time. They're preparing better ways. So Charlie is going to ride it out. He's going to stay on the key. And so here I am again going towards him to just give him a last hug, say hello. Brought him some Chick-fil-A for him and Hideko to enjoy. Also brought him a phone just in case, because last time they got power outage and they didn't have any power or internet for days. So it was hard to communicate. And this time he'll have a SIM card. So hopefully he'll be able to catch reception from a nearby cellular tower, even if from the mainland. Please excuse Charlie being without a shirt. He had no idea I'm coming with a video camera. I brought Charlie my phone here, and you can see we already have a message saying public safety, evacuate if you're on level A. But Charlie thinks he can stand on the key and ride it out, and I have to agree with him. In this case, he might be able to just handle it about right. Wow. Because he's got a two-story house, and on the second floor, even if it floods in, he should be fine. Speaking of which, this time, if the hurricane does pass through the north, this still could be quite extensive damage to the key because of the storm surge, and as high as 7 feet. 7 feet of storm surge is quite a lot. Charlie could have a big portion of his first floor underwater. He's ready to take the computer and equipment up on the second floor in case that happens. He's going to sleep in the first floor so you can feel the water come in case that is going to happen.
So if it's going to be a 7 foot surge, this whole thing is going to be underwater here.
We also have got a live camera operating from the backyard. So in case this does happen, we'll be able to tell it live if there's a storm surge and how high the water is going, because we can rotate the camera all the way to the house and it should have good visibility even at night.
So tomorrow morning, when you're out here, there'll probably be no power. But if you have reception with the iPad, you can go take a video and send it and over your backyard.
The hurricane is expected to hit tonight and more towards the morning. So we'll see how it plays out.
It's so dark, 1 p.m. So unusual,
yeah,
in Florida.
Before leaving, Charlie and I wanted to head to the Turtle Beach or Siesta Key and take a look what's going on there.
After the storm passes, you want to be careful because there's boards and wood.
Oh, yeah?
That floating and you want to get yourself knocked out.
Wow.
The waves weren't too high and they were quite choppy, but there were a few surfers out there surfing.
It's only going to get worse over the next 12 hours.
Wow.
That's it for the update. We'll see what happens tomorrow. Hopefully we'll hear from Charlie sooner or later. But please do keep the people in prayer, especially those who are in the cone direct hit in Florida.